Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in Rambam's Hilchah Shmita B'Yevil, in the Sefer Zeraim, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses regarding someone who is suspecting the laws of the Shmita. As the Rambam opens up Halacha Alpha regarding the rule, K'derech she'asur lavid ha'aretz b'shvi'ez, just like it's forbidden for someone to work the land in the Shmita, like we said in the beginning of these Halachas in Perek Aleph, kach asur l'chazik, so too it's forbidden to strengthen Yidei Yisrael, the hands of a Jew, she'evdin oisa, that works the land in the Shmita year. Meaning, for example, let's say he sees him plowing or planting, he's not allowed to tell him, oh, you know, be successful, I'm sure you're not allowed to actively assist him, or to sell him the farming tools, because it's forbidden to strengthen the hands of those who are sinners, as the Pasuk says, Lifnei Iver Leseitan Michshol. Now, Halacha Beis, Ram discussed regarding selling and lending to those who are suspect. Now, the Eilu Kalim, and these are the tools that the craftsman is forbidden to sell these tools b'shvi'is in the Shemitah year, l'mishachashalashvi'is, to someone who suspects regarding the laws of Shemitah. And they are machresha, a plow, b'chol keleha, and all their accessory tools, ha'il, the yoke, v'hamizra, which is the tool that's used to help the winnowing of the grain, v'hadeker, it's like a term of pierce, it makes holes. Zakal, this is the rule. Whatever work, activity, is designated for a specific work that's forbidden in the Shemitah year, you now sell to someone who suspects. Now, but that if it's a type of tool that you do work with it, that both types of work, that those that are forbidden and those that are permitted in the Shemitah year, the mutar lamacha l'chashad, that type of tool you're allowed to sell to someone who suspects in the Shemitah year, because to be Eivar and Lifnei Iver L'Seitan Michshol, not to cause someone a stumbling block in Halacha, is specifically definitive, but not when it's a situation of doubt. The Rambam explains Halacha Gemakets at Hauso. So Meicher Hu Lehamagel, he's allowed to sell him a sickle, Va'agolo, V'chalkileo, wagon, and all its accessories. And the reason is because Shem Yikter Boi Ma'at, if he lets, he's going to use this sickle, and he's going to harvest a little bit. V'yavei ala golamat, and he's going to be on his wagon a little bit, he's a mutter. That really explained the beginning of these halachas. You're allowed to go ahead and take a little bit for yourself, which you need tools to use. Now, but if he's going to harvest it in the normal way of harvesting, that's regarding the sickle. A yavichol perso, he's going to bring all the produce of his field, which that's related to a wagon. Well, also that would be forbidden. And I'll take all your produce, and I'll do it in the normal way. So it's something that could be done forbidden, could be done permitted. Those type of tools you're allowed to sell to a chashid in the Shemitah year. Halacha dal, the mutter limker is stum. You're also allowed to sell unspecified, lemisha in a chashid, someone who's not suspect. Even something that its normal activity is for prohibited activity on the Shemitah year. Because this person is not suspect, maybe he's buying the Shemitah year to be able to use and do work with it after the Shemitah year. We're going to suspect that he's doing it now in the Shemitah year. Halacha hey, hayyitzer, the potter, the craftsman who makes earthenware vessels, so he could sell to a Jew who is suspecting the laws of Shemitah, Chamisha kadei shemen, 5 jugs that could be used for oil, v'chamisha asa kadei yayin, and 15 jugs that can be used for wine, because that is something that everyone's allowed to take from the Shemitah in the context of Hefker. So that's not a prohibited quantity to sell that amount of jugs. Now, mutalim kalaga yasim zeh. Not to sell to a Gentile, he's allowed to sell even more than that amount, because a Gentile is not commanded in the laws of Shemitah. And the enochay shouldn't be concerned shemiyim kalei yisrael, that, oh, he might then go and sell it to a Jew. Now, Umerchakadim Rabim, Lisrael Bechutzla, it's told you allowed to sell a lot of jugs to a Jew out of Eretz Yisrael, where the laws of Shemitah do not apply over there. And again, Ve'in Chayesh Hashem Yivim Laretz, and we're not going to be concerned this community to Eretz Yisrael, where then it's going to be used in the prohibited state of Shemitah work. Halachavav, Umerch Lechashid, you're allowed to sell to a suspect Shemitah violator, Pura Chayreshes Bashvias, a plowing cow that plows in the Shemitah year. Sure, Evshel Shachata, because although plowing is forbidden, but he could use the cow for slaughtering, which we said it's something that could be used for both, then you could sell it. Umechle Sudei, he was also allowed to sell in his field, Shari Evshel Shavir, because Kobi's not going to work it, because he's going to leave it fallow just without using it. Avo Balayimka Le Sudei, he shouldn't sell him a field of trees, an orchard, because that's most definitely going to do something forbidden with the trees in the Shemitah year. Elam came Pasikim, unless he specified with him. He made up Amanasha in Lebeilan that he doesn't have any rights in the trees in the Shemitah year. Mashiloi saw Limdidba, he's allowed to lend them a measuring tool of a saw to measure with. Afbishu Yudeh Shishligurin, although he knows he has a granary, a pile of produce, of Shemitah produce, which you're not allowed to measure the payers of Shemitah, so it shouldn't look like you're doing business with it, still is permitted. If Shashim did, but he might use it for his household chores, which is permitted. Again, so if it has a permitted and a forbidden utility, you're allowed to sell or lend it. Upar lemoy, so it's allowed to exchange for him monies. Although he knows that he has workers who are doing work forbidden on the Shemitah year, because again, he might need it for something else and go to grocery. And Mekul Meferish, but all these things, if he has explicitly mentioned that he wants it for a forbidden utility, then I assume then obviously it would be forbidden. Halacha Zayin. V'chein, so to Mashelis Isha Lechaverta, a woman could lend to her friend HaChashud Al HaShvi'is, who is suspect regarding violating the laws of Shemitah, she's allowed to lend her a nafa, a sifter to sift the flour, uchvara and a sieve to refine the grain, a rechayim, a mill, the tanner, and the oven. Aval, and that's because of Darche Shalom, v'lei saver, but she shouldn't sift, v'lei titcha nima, neither grind with her, because they only permitted for the concern of lifnei iver, but to actually do an action to do with her, that they didn't permit, because that could be doing work with Shemitah produce. Halacha ches, regarding strengthening a Gentile doing work in the Shemitah year, and also how these laws of Shemitah apply in Surya. So, machzikin yidei goyim b'shvi'is b'dvarim b'vad. You'll have to assist, you'll have to strengthen the hands of Gentiles doing Shemitah work, but only orally, only with words, with words. K'goyim shiru chayrish tezeria, let's say someone plowing or planting. Oymali says, oh, tischazek, you should be strengthened, like tetzliach, or be successful. K'yitz b'dvarim b'vayim, or similar words like this. And the reason is, they're not commanded regarding leaving the land from not working it. So he's allowed to tell him to be successful. But he's not assisting actively with his own hands, because the Yisrael is commanded on Shvi'is Aretz, and the acquisition of the Gentile is not enough to remove the land from its sanctity. And he would be then doing Shemitah work. Now, he's allowed to go ahead and remove the honey from the honeycomb, with the Gentile, and b'cheicher and mehen nirin is also allowed to go ahead and rent from him his plowed field, which was plowed in the Shemitah year. And the reason is l'fisha inim nechiyev that the Gentiles are not considered obligated in these laws of Shemitah, because they liknesize them to penalize them, because they contrast from Yisrael, as we said in Perek Alef Halacha Yud Gimel, you're not allowed to rent because we penalize them because he plowed in the Shemitah year. You're actually not allowed to rent it even after that. But Gentile doesn't have that halacha, and therefore you're permitted. Halacha Tas, Mutulasis Besurya Betolish. In Syria, which has a middle grade, it's not Chutz La'aretz, but it's not really the total Eretz Yisrael either. So there, you're allowed to do work on Shemitah produce that's detached, because since the whole prohibition there is only rabbinic, so therefore they were more lenient. Avalei b'mechubim, not what's attached. Again, because if you're allowed to do all work, then people are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and go into Syria, which we don't want. So we retained what's still attached to the ground is forbidden, but what's detached is permitted. So Ketzer Haso, so Dushan, threshing, bezerin, the winnowing, bedarchin, and pressing, amirin, and turning into bundles, those are all what's talish, detached, that's permitted to be done with the Shemitah produce. Aval, but what's attached, like Ketzin, ala harvest the wheat, vale boitzin, ala harvest the grapes, vale maiskin, ala harvest the olives, v'chein, kol ke'etz b'ele, and also all things like this, what's attached to the ground is going to be forbidden in Surya. Halach Yudram continues regarding buying produce from an Am Aretz. So Kashem Shasalas is Shri, just like one self is not allowed to do business with produce of Shemitah, or the Shaman, or to safeguard it, because it has to be Hefker. So to that's the reason you're not allowed to purchase from Am Aretz, from Ignoramus. And the reason is Levishin Mason to me Shvi Islam Aretz, because you're not allowed to give over the monetary value of the Shemitah produce to an Am Aretz by buying from him the produce of Shemitah, then the monetary proceeds which he gets then actually acquires the sanctity of Shemitah, as we said in Perek Vav Halacha above. And therefore, Vafil Kolshu, and even a minute amount is problematic. Because maybe the Amor is not going to eat the monetary value, B'kdusha Shvi'is, in the Shemitah sanctity. Rather, he's going to do business with them and he's going to safeguard it for after the time of when it has to be liquidated. Comes out that which are two assume that the person himself is not allowed to do, he's causing the Amma Arts to stumble in, and therefore one is not allowed to go ahead and buy that from the Amma Arts, because then he's going to violate the same halachas. Halach Yud Aleph, halakeich lulav me Amma Arts b'shvi'is. If someone purchases a lulav from Ignoramus in the Shemitah year, so noisin lo esrig, so the Amma Arts should give him the esrig, which was picked in the Shemitah year, which therefore it has the Shemitah sanctity, because you go after the Lakita as a stringency, in contrast, all the other of the three species, they're like a piece of wood, which don't have Shemitah sanctity. And additionally, we go after Chanota, which is when it ripens, which is from the sixth year. But the Esrog itself, we go stringently, we treat it like the Shemitah produce, which I'll do business with, as we're saying. And therefore, if you're buying from Nama Oretz, he should give it as a matana, as a gift to the one who's buying. Because if not, you're giving again, Dimei Shviyas, monetary proceeds, Nama Oretz, which we said in the previous Halachin, I'll do. Now, Vimloy Nasanlai, let's say he doesn't want to just give it to him, gifting it to him. So Mavliya, like Dimei Esrog, Bidmei Lulu, what he does, he absorbs the monetary value of the Esrog in the purchase of the Lulav. So he'll spend a lot more for the Lulav, Menadasim, and the Aravis, and that will encompass the value. So he won't really be buying the Esrog, but what he wants to get paid will be included in the other of the three of the four Minim. Halacha Yud Beis. When we say this, and you're not allowed to buy produce of Shemitah from Am Oretz, even a minute amount, that's Bismancha Yemoicha Peris, Shekemoisin B'Shamah. That's only if the Am Oretz was selling produce, which that type of equivalency of produce is protected. Usually people watch it. Let's say selling figs or pomegranates, things like that, that people usually protect. So that has the severity of actual Shemitah produce. But let's say we're selling produce that we presume is from ownerless because they're not so significant. And the gear says hashaitim, the amaranth, which is the moss rose, and the coriander of the mountains. Okay, things like that. Then you're all allowed to purchase from him a little bit, just the amount of what would be 3 meals worth of one day's worth of food, because when he's selling the produce, we presume it's from Hefker. So there's no problem about that it was Shamar that's protected and he's violating the laws of Shemitah. The only concern would be that maybe he's not going to eat the monetary proceeds in the Shemitah sanctity. So we permitted Mishum Kedechayev Shal Meicha for the livelihood of the seller, where he also has to survive, which is one day's worth, that then he's going to eat it. But if, let's say, it's coming from that which is protected, we have to be concerned also that maybe he's safeguarding Shemitah produce, then they're more stringent, and then we say, you know, I'll be buying from even the kosher, even my new amount. Halacha Yud Gimel. Chaldav Shenechayv B'maisis. Whatever type of produce is not obligated in tithes, Kukoyin Shumbal Bechi. It's called the garlic that makes crying, which are very sharp garlic, which is not fit to eat. And whoever eats it, he starts tearing, that's what's called Balbechi, the master of the crying. Uvatzel shalrichpa, and the onions of Richpa, which when the person brings it close to the eyes, again, it makes them tear. Ugrisen hakilkiyos, and the kilkiyos beans, vadoshim amitzvias, and regarding the Egyptian lentils, which all these we presume are from Hefker because they're not really fit for eating, and Hefker is exempt from maisras. Regarding the garden seeds that are not eaten, like the turnip seeds, it's nine, and that of radish, where although they're not eaten because they're fit to be planted, but it's not like wood that doesn't have any Shemitah sanctity at all. So, or things like this. Again, they can be purchased from any single person in the Shemitah year, as we said, even from Am Oretz. Halacha Yud Dalet Rambam continues regarding purchasing from someone, however, that's suspect. Now, when we say this, that we permitted to purchase Shemitah produce, at least just the max is 3 meals worth, because of the livelihood of the seller, is by Amar Stam, is by a regular, unspecified ignoramus. But someone who we know is suspect to do business with the Shemitah produce. Or that he's protecting, he's blocking off his produce and he's selling from them. We don't buy from anything that has a trace of Shemitah produce at all. And you're not going to purchase from him flax, even that's combed, which the whole reason why we don't buy is because of food. Yeah, because it might have the seeds inside the flax, which is still somewhat edible. But you could buy from him the flax, the linen that's already spun and woven, because then there's no more seeds at all. Then there's no more Shemitah entity over there. There's no Zika Shviyas there at all. Halacha Tezvav, Ram qualifies the laws of Choshur, of those who are suspect. So Choshur Al HaShviyas, if someone's suspect regarding Shemitah produce, of violating the Shemitah laws, in the choshar alamaisa, not automatically considered suspect regarding violating the laws of tais. And the opposite is also true. But choshar alamaisus, what is suspect regarding violating the laws of maisus, in the choshar shavis, not suspect regarding shavis, as Rambam explains. Because asha afa bisha zebezem and atero, although both are biblical, at least in the times of the first base of Migdosh, but each one has a stringency, and maybe that one is the one he'll be machmer on. Maisu toin havas makam. Tithing requires to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and therefore it's more severe. Maybe he will be more strict on it. Masha enkim b'shvis, which doesn't apply by Shemitah. So even though you're lax in Shemitah, you might not be in Maisa. And so to the other way, Shvis in Lepidyon, the Shemitah year, there's no way of redeeming it, we said in Perek Vav Alach Vav, and therefore it has a certain severity factor, Masha enkim b'maisa, which could be redeemed. And again, therefore, although you suspect the one, might not be suspecting the other one. So talacha dezen hachashad ala taharis. If someone suspects regarding the laws of taharis, which are rabbinic, like Thomas Eichlin and Thomas Yedayim, in the chashad, he does not suspect lo ela maisa b'la l'shvis, not for maisus and not for Shemitah. And the reason is, because if the one who's eating this thing that's tummy, shemachar b'cheskes tar, that he's selling it as a presumed as if it's tar, which, because he suspects he's not truthful about taharas, he's only making other people tummy rabbinically. And if you suspect regarding rabbinic law, that doesn't make you suspect regarding biblical law, which is the case by Shemitah and maisus. Halacha yedzayin, kol chashad al davar, whoever suspect regarding something, in a neman al shalatma, so although obviously he's not trustworthy regarding himself because he's suspect on those laws, but neman hu al shalachem, he's trustworthy regarding that of others. Because chazaka, we have a presumption, einon mechait al achem, a person will not sin for the sake of others. So the fikr reva chashad al davar, someone suspect regarding something, don noi, he could judge another person who suspect in something, which even though he himself is suspecting, he could testify regarding him again because the person wouldn't sin for not his own sake. Halacha yudches. Hakahanim chashud na l'shviz. The kahanim are suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah to eat and to sell the Shemitah produce after the time of liquidation. And the reason is l'fei she'emaim, because they say, hayavad trumas mutaris lanu, since the trumas, truma gedayla, trumas meisr, all the types of trumas, are permitted for us, af bishin asru na l'zom b'mis, although that's forbidden for non-kahanim at a penalty of death, so kavachamim per shviz, for sure produce Shemitah, which is not as severe, which is for sure permitted for us, and although it's forbidden for everyone else after Zman HaBir, for us it's permitted. Now, so therefore they're suspect regarding the laws of Shemitah. So the figure, therefore, saw truma shenafel lemeya saw shel perishvi. So if you have one measurement of truma that fell into the equivalent of 100 measurements of the Shemitah produce, so there's laws of bittel. So tala, what you do is you take out just that one saw of truma, because the rest is considered nullified, but you take out because that's the amount that fell in, and you give it to a kohen, and then the rest is permitted. Now, let's say nafel pachas emei, let's say it fell into less than 100 of chulin, which now all of it is forbidden to a non-kayin. So, your kavakal, you let it all rot. But lo your machal kayin, you're not going to sell it to the kahanim for the monetary value of truma, except for that one so, which belongs to the kahanim anyway. Kakoma duma, like all mixtures of truma and chulin, no, you're not going to do that. Fishim chashud na l'shviz, because they're suspect regarding shmita produce, you're not going to treat it with the appropriate shmita sanctity, which it does have, and therefore, you just have to let it rot. Halacha yates. Hatzavan and those who dye things, v'hapatam and those who fatten up the animals and the birds. So loikchin mursin mikamakam. There on the Shemitah, they're allowed to purchase bran from anywhere. And they don't have to be concerned that maybe it's the aftergrowths of the Shemitah year, because since that whole is only in the Rabbanan, so when it's a suffix, we go lukulo. Conscious, when you have someone who's a chasher, a suspect, then it's almost definitive that that person is violating. But a regular suffix, we don't have to be concerned for. Halacha chav, gaboi kupa bashvis. Those are the charity collectors of the kupa, which the box that they go collecting house to house from food to give out to the poor. So when they're collecting in the bashvis in the Shemitah year, leiyu medaktikin mechatzeri shel eichlin shvis. You don't have to be particular when you're collecting from the courtyards of those who eat the Shemitah produce. In other words, you don't have to stop from collecting from them the food for the poor, from those who eat the svichei, the aftergrowths of Shemitah, which you're not supposed to. And then Nasalim pass, and even if they give them bread, Muteras, the bread's permitted. So you don't have to suspect maybe this is after growth of wheat, that this is that bread which is forbidden to be eaten, and that's what they're giving to the poor? No. The reason is Shleinechshli Yisrael Lias Naisen, because the Jewish people not suspect that they're going to give Shemitah produce in the form of charity. Ella, only case that we would suspect, is oy mo ishvis, is the monetary proceeds of Shemitah. Oy beyim hanul kachas ben meishvis, or let's say eggs that were purchased with the Shemitah's monies. Where they think, the Amaratzim, that oh, Shemitah is only the original produce, but not the monies, and for sure not that which was purchased with the monies of Shemitah. So then we would have to suspect, but the original bread that was with the Shemitah produce, that we don't have to be concerned that that was coming from the Shemitah produce. And also, Mutar Lulveis Min HaAniyim, Perish Shvi'is, you're allowed to borrow from the paupers the Shemitah produce, Machzilem Perish B'Shana Shemitah, and you could pay them back produce in the eighth year. And the reason is because since the payers that you borrowed from the poor is not around at the time when you're giving back to them in the eighth year, so the Shemitah sanctity does not take effect on these that you're giving back. And again, therefore, you don't have to be suspect that you're causing any violation with the laws of Shemitah because that was eaten up with the Shemitah produce and now he's giving back something else. It's not a transfer of the sanctity onto the eighth year produce, and therefore that's going to be permitted.